The Football Set.
G'day, it's time for the Football Sack Podcast, The Sack on Sunday. Welcome. Welcome also to the show, Supernova.
Hello, hello.
Rochek over there in the corner.
Yes, good morning, boys. Good to be here.
And to all our listeners, all five of them.
All g'day. Five. Hello.
We're more than five.
Sure, yeah.
Do we? Are you sure?
I'm not releasing numbers.
We're not releasing numbers?
Just before we started the show, recording the podcast, yourself, Rochek, you were having a bit of a sing-song.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us your best Barbara Streisand, the football sack impersonation?
Wait,
I'll lead you in.
The football sack.
That was hopeless.
Yes. That was horrible.
No, I wasn't doing Barbara Streisand. I was doing People Every Day by Arrested Development.
But you were in your own mind.
I know.
It's football sack podcast time, mate. Get into Barbara Streisand, the football sack.
I want to sing whatever I want to sing. And for the moment, that's People Every Day by Arrested Development.
Bring his mic down.
Yeah, okay, I'm out. Sub. Ref, sub.
Go and grab some oranges first.
Yeah. Get the water. Get the Gatorade ready.
Let us begin the football talk. The A-League preseason is well underway. It has been for several months. We're kind of getting over it.
Mm.
But teams are finally starting to, play some football. Some aren't playing some football, Sydney FC.
Yeah, well, they had a crack and they lost to Sydney Olympic. There's no shame in that. They're the New South Wales Premier League champs, or at least Premier League league winners, and the finals are currently in progress. But, yeah, they lost 1-0 at Belmore Sports Ground.
Yeah, Saturday night, 1-0 loss. The goal scorer, isn't this interesting? Now, I'm quite passionate about this because Alex Smith got the goal, and he was just dismissed from Gold Coast United.
Mm.
Got a bit of media. He came back just for this game, or for the final series for Sydney Olympic. Alex Smith is Sydney Olympic's main goal scorer. He scored, I think, about 10 goals this season.
An American.
At least. He's American.
Mm.
Yeah,
we won't hold that against him.
No.
We did a story on him earlier this year because he'd moved to Gold Coast, and we were doing a bit of interviews with all new players to clubs, so check them out if you haven't had a look at them already. But he's come back. He's been dismissed by Gold Coast, and he's come back to Sydney Olympic in fine form.
Oh, sure. And the goal is scored, by all accounts, 30 metres out. He also hit the post in the first half.
Yeah.
And it is a message that he wants to send. The message is there. The talent in the New South Wales Premier League is good and up to the A-League standard because they've just beaten a club that has a very fine A-League history.
Michael, on the road here, we thought we were on to winner. We thought we'd struck gold with A-League, with football, because we had a look at the Daily Telegraph. And we
what, you read the Telegraph?
We know we glanced at it.
We glanced at it. It actually came across our eyes.
And why was that, Michael? It was interesting, wasn't it? Well,
the word A-League was on the front page of the Daily Telegraph.
What?
Yeah.
Out of town.
Except that it was how a league player had lost a whole lot of money on some stupid bets.
We
and
thought...
Not the same.
We rightly thought that it was A-League. And I don't know if the Daily Telegraph editorial team will take too kindly to that, because their whole MO is to not include football in anything. And a whole lot of A-League fans will see that and go, but still nonetheless feel kind of supported by the Daily Telegraph.
So the game I put to you is the Czech game, Michael Rochek. I know you keep trying to get rid of this game. I'm not going to let it go. On the back of this, if we do ever see the A-League on the front page of the Daily Telegraph, will you do a nudie run?
You've really put me on the spot there. Look, the A-League's been on the front page of the Telegraph once or twice in its existence.
So you've got to do a pro rata nudie run.
Yeah, I've got to do several nudie runs, I think. The problem is that, really during the rugby league season, it is rugby league week, the Daily Telegraph. It's the ownership structure. The News Limited owns the league and the league owns News Limited, and it's all a bit incestuous. But the A-League has been on the front cover a few times. When Sydney won the grand final, they were on the front cover the first time and the last time. So it's not to say it can't happen, but it's not very likely when league season's
on. Especially not in the off-season. How did you go last week? Did you have fun? Did you miss me?
Pete, I think we shed a tear at one point.
Well, yeah, we did.
We were a bit beside ourselves at first. We had to actually sort of hold each other and think to ourselves,
we had to try and pump each other up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually made a couple of bracelets and saw
you?
Them. What would Matt do?
Yeah, I've had a few people make similar bracelets in my past life.
Yeah.
Not in my past life, in my past,
in your past.
Few years.
Yes.
In
yes.
Your past life. What were you in the past? A butterfly?
I was an amazing football player. I like introducing new segments to the show.
With only a moment's warning.
Yeah, we'll come back to the news shortly. But first up, a lot of people find us via Google.
Yeah,
Google. A lot of people find us via Google. They do. And specifically you're searching for keywords, and there's been some interesting keywords. We know what you've searched for, guys, so.
Well, you know exactly. Everything that we search for whenever.
Whenever you Google something, the site that you click on, we know what keywords you've used. Well, so here's a new segment, some interesting ways that people have found the football sack. Number one, what is A-League football?
Yeah,
is A-League football? It's been around for six seasons.
Existential question.
That was probably, you know, that's your standard one. That's one that we would hope that people would find us by. But then we've got to, where is Casper Tafta? And I think...
Still Newcastle Jets. Yeah. Yep, still there.
A lot of people want to know how he went from Sporting Lisbon to...
Benfica. Benfica to Newcastle Jets.
And exactly what's happening. So probably not too weird.
If you're going to go on the Football Sacks page just to find out where Casper Tafta is these days, then that's cool.
But then the next one is a doozy. And it is, which school... did Claire Polkinghorne go to?
Sadly, I don't actually have an answer to that.
We don't have that answer, yeah. But the stalker obviously does. Yeah. Because it gets worse. The next question, who is Claire Polkinghorne's brother?
Wow, okay, we're getting an in-depth analysis of Claire Polkinghorne, yes. Obviously.
I wonder if they ever found these answers on our website. I mean, it's a very strange one.
Claire Polkinghorne obviously writes for the Football Sack. I'm not sure if she told us which school she goes to or who her brother is. Moving on. Why is Catherine Connolly not in the team? She was obviously left out of the World Cup squad.
Yes.
Can you answer that?
Sydney FC centre forward in the W League, meant to have played for Illawarra Stingrays this off-season, had a bit of a break from football, and basically wasn't good enough to be picked for the World Cup team. So there's your answer right there.
And we found it on the Football Sack podcast.
There you go. We're just answering your questions. It's a bit late. These have all happened in the past month.
If we could answer the next one, I think we'd be much more popular than we currently are.
All right, let's see what we can do.
Winning multi-bets. Have we ever given away winning multi-bets on the Football Sack?
Have we actually won a multi-bet?
The reason we have. Ooh. Scott Condon won one a while ago. And the reason that people have found us through that is because we did have a promo with Punt Club a while ago, and we won a few multi-bets through them.
Yeah, it's always good to have a smallish punt here and there. But
gamble responsibly.
But we've never really been a winning multi-bet bunch of guys. We've done it once.
Keep the hopes up. We've got a new season coming up.
We tried every week for the whole season and got one.
We pretty much tried every single combination as well. I mean, we finally hit it, and it was a 30-week season. So I wouldn't be searching Google to find us with that.
Yeah. The final Google search was taking the A-League by the balls.
They're close. It's grabbing... the A-League by the balls. But at least if they can remember part of our slogan and everything, that's cool. I like that.
Grabbing the A-League by the balls is probably a bit more appropriate than taking it by the balls.
I don't know. Taking the A-League by the balls, it's very polite. I like, oh, I'm just taking this. But it's like grabbing, oh.
No, I think grabbing the A-League by the balls probably has more experience than taking is sort of this, you're coming in there, you're muscling in, and you're taking it by the balls. It's like taking the bull by the horns.
Let's good pitches, leave it there before good the, mental the show derails even further. Make on.
Yeah, Maicon Carvalho Innes.
I just wanted to say Maicon because I didn't get the
the memo on that name.
Yeah, I didn't want to try and pronounce it either.
Cool. It's a big one. It's an interesting signing. 24 years old.
Yep, and it's only a one-year deal as well.
That's right. Number 9, I think it's going to be a good one. If he works out, he'll get an extension. If he doesn't work out, if he gets homesick, if it's all a bit too different for him, then he can go home again. But look, I'm really keen. He's a big, tall number 9, good around the box. I'm really keen to see him.
And he's quite good friends with Alex Terra, apparently, so they could make quite a good partnership up
front. Did you see the video of them juggling with each other the other
day? Yes, I did.
Alex Terra had a bit of work to do. And he was throwing some curveballs, quite literally. They were heading it back and forth to each other, and Alex Terra doing a good job to keep it up.
It's always a bit funny when there's a new signing and they're asked to juggle a ball, you know, a bit of an impromptu juggle.
Yeah.
Because I think you do...
Especially
like,
whenever they're wearing suits.
Yeah.
It's always hilarious watching them wear, like, their black pads, their black shoes and everything.
But juggling is one of those things you have to kind of get your eye in before you can, like, really do that. You know, all the guys, the freestyle football guys, they're probably doing it for an hour before they actually start performing. Yeah. And interestingly, when Cristiano Ronaldo got announced by Real Madrid, he did have a few issues with 80,000 people in the Bernabeu. Waiting for him to start juggling. So credit where credit's due. Alex Terra, amazing player, and Maicon's going to be something with him.
That is about all we have time for on the podcast today. Short and sharp. Thank you, Pete Nowakowski.
You're welcome.
Supernova.
Thank you.
I've got to start just calling you Supernova and not your full name.
That's cool. I didn't go Supernova today, like you I said.
We should maybe... You know how... Oh, what's his name? Comedian that goes goes mental.
Come on, Matt.
Husey.
Oh, Dave Hughes.
Husey. You know how Husey loses it? Maybe we need a Pete Go Supernova.
Sure. What else?
A segment cool where you get really angry about
Sweet.
Something. Just
I think I went Supernova over Wikipedia this morning, so perhaps you can call me Supernova Rojek.
That's not your name. That's combining two names.
Yeah, well, look, we're...
Under Twin Powers, activate.
Yeah,
you've got your own game. You've got the Czech game.
I want more games, and I want Pete included. No, look, yeah.
I want a game.
No, you're the host. You can't have a game.
All right, that is all we've got time for. Thank you, Rojek, for being on the show.
No worries, boys.
And Pete, yourself.
Thank you again.
See you later.
That was the Football Sack Podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.
It's the segment you've all been waiting for.
Oh, Pete's been waiting for this too.
Here is
Pete Goes Supernova.
I've been going Supernova all show.
Now, last week I copped a lot of abuse because I was talking about David Beckham coming to the A-League, and I was really, really frustrated with that. And I also had a lot of people saying that the New York Red Bulls should be coming out here, Portland Timbers or Seattle Sounders. Anyone would be better. But this week, I just want to talk about why on earth are we having a Socceroos game the day before the start of the A-League? I just find that absolutely stupid, pointless and pathetic. Now, we've had Harry Kewell talking about, oh, yes, I want to play for my national team. But now he said, no, wait, I'm going to play for Melbourne Victory. Smart move. Thank you. And we've also had Brett Emerton, who has been said that he wants to play for Sydney FC and not for the Socceroos for that game, which is fantastic. Now, I still really, really find it annoying that FFA want to have a game the day before. I don't see any point in that. You're not going to get a crowd that huge just for that game against Malaysia. It's just stupid.
And that was Pete Goes Supernova.